Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino. Once again, social distancing with my guest by about, maybe 20 miles as the crow flies, with B.J. Whitehouse, the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus. Welcome to the show, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's interesting. I thought you were going to bring the cookies to this meeting.
I have the cookies, but I'm eating them all by myself.
Well, good for you.
There you go. B.J. Whitehouse, as the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, has been a guest for many years on Conducting Conversations, probably back to the beginning, 15 years ago, perhaps.
I would think so. It has been our pleasure, and we really appreciate the efforts that you put into promoting choral music throughout the state.
And it's great that you've been doing what you've been doing. BJ is not only the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, but he is also a teacher, and currently distance teaching, or as they say, remote reading, teaching for the town of Coventry?
I am teaching part-time at Black Rock Elementary, and I've been there, this is my second year there, after teaching for 30-some years prior to that. And then, it's been quite an experience in terms of learning how to distance teach, and I tell you what, I have found a brand new respect for educators. This is not easy. And then the parents might find out how not easy this is as we're, going through this and having to post things and meet and try to follow through. It's been quite an experience, I think, for everybody in every venue, in every walk of life. And it's really brought up the importance of community.
Right. It's not, at first everybody thought, I'm going to be bored. I'm not going to have anything to do. This is going to be awful. And some people are in that position. But a vast majority of people are finding out that it's not easy. And it's, for example, I'm in the studio half the time that I normally am now so that we can do it in shifts. But I still have the same amount of work to do.
I understand. What happened was, I direct not only the community chorus here in Jamestown, but I direct the Everybody Chorus as well, which is a little, I would say, lighter in tone. But everybody, I try to connect with everybody as often as possible, because the idea of singing together is so important. I mean, standing next to each other, creating those beautiful sounds, is so important for everybody, and we are learning how to use the technology, but it's not quite the same.
Right. It's a matter of a lot of groups, all kinds of groups, whether they're community orchestras or civic chorales or whatever they are. They're trying to use Zoom for the most part so that you can get a lot of people on the screen, but it's not the same. And a lot of people are missing right now that opportunity to just stand beside someone and sing.
Absolutely. And there is really nothing like that. And I have a feeling that this pandemic has heightened the awareness of how important it is to get together, how important it is to sing with each other, to chat with each other. I mean, in my community chorus, we meet on Monday nights for 2 hours, and probably to some people, the most important time is from 7:55 to 8:05, which is our break. And people get together and they chat, and they eat the cookies that you have in the studio at this point. But we get together and we catch up with each other.
Sure.
And then we come back and we sing,
Yep.
But that's not going to happen for a while now. So.
Well, I know a lot of people.
It's very difficult.
A lot of people know of my background singing in a barbershop quartet, and obviously that I can't do that now. Our lead singer who lives in New Hampshire and our other two guys and I, we Zoom every Saturday afternoon and have a cocktail hour with our wives and just talk and bring ourselves up to date and talk about someday maybe we'll do this or that. And keeping those someday plans are important. And I know that you and I, before we went on the air, you talked about some someday plans, perhaps maybe even this summer or later in the summer, having something to do, right?
Well, you know, what I've tried to do is, like, for example, on Saturday mornings, I lead a sing-along on social media. And it's been great because friends of mine and family have who live in Ohio, who live in Florida, folks all over the place are able to check in. Mm-hmm. And they can sing, they can just turn it on in the background. I've had friends of mine say, I was baking bread this morning listening to you sing. I was singing along, you know, songs that I used to sing 30, 40 years ago. So there's that. We're also trying to figure out.
Oh, wait. Let's stop right there. Is that something that people can join in with you on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's on Facebook. And if you just 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturday mornings on Facebook, just type in BJ Whitehouse. And it's a very eclectic mix of music. See, I came from a family that loved to sing. And my mom was a very good piano player, pretty much self-taught. My dad sang in his Fenn College Glee Club. And we used to travel around the countryside in Ohio in our 57 Chevy, my sisters and my mom and dad, and we sang. I mean, that was our Sunday afternoon. And so part of the sing-along is always one of those songs from the 57 Chevy. It could be, you know, By the Light of the Silvery Moon or any songs that would have been barbershop. And my mother could harmonize to anything. And so, you know, that's for me. But then on the other hand, there's songs from the Everybody Chorus. There are songs from the Community Chorus. Then there are songs that I just like when I used to sing. Well, I used to be in an Irish band years and years ago. And would sing, you know, I can sing quite a few Irish ballads and drinking songs. And I also, on the voice staff at Mystic Seaport, so I know a few shanties and four bitters as well. So 9:30 on Saturdays, I just get here in my office and I sing. And
so people join in. People go to BJ Whitehouse on Facebook. That's all right. They need to know. And they'll find you.
9:30 Eastern Daylight Time.
All right, and people can do it from all over the world. Maybe I'll join you Saturday. And
I think I would love to have you.
You know, and
I mean, it's one of those things where we reach out, but, you know, I'm not going to hear that booming bass voice of yours.
Well,
I'm not going to, you know, you can sing along.
Yep.
And you kind of put it on in the background, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Even the Zoom meetings, I mean, physics dictates that we can't do this, you know, synchronize it perfectly.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned, as we're looking at the 30 people, 40, 50 people on the Zoom screen, their mouths are about, you know, half a second behind.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, but it's better than nothing.
But I think, don't you think that some smart guy or woman probably is going to come along and perfect a Zoom kind of system that will allow, almost like television, where you could allow it to be right in sync and everything. I mean, that's going to happen soon because it's going to be needed. And where there's a need.
I believe you never know. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that there's a vaccine sooner than later.
Well, that would be the ultimate. Yeah.
That would be the ultimate. And so that we can get back together. And I have, you know, somebody said this the other day. I was listening to a news report about this very topic, about singing together, playing together. And will people be reticent to get back together to sing when it is allegedly safe? Of course not. Are you kidding me? People will be flocking to sing together again. I mean, it is such an important aspect. It defines us as human beings. There is no culture on the planet that does not sing.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that day, too. But until then, we do what we can do.
Speaking of singing, maybe we have the opportunity to insert a little piece of music here that is part of the Jamestown Community Chorus history. Is that what this first one is?
This piece that we're going to listen to now is one we were going to sing this past spring, in early May, but it's one that I did sing. And it's from a few years ago when I was a undergrad at Bowling Green State University. We made a recording of There Is a Balm in Gilead. It's a beautiful spiritual arranged by William Dawson. This was at the very last concert after a six-week continental tour that we went on as young folks on a bus for 6 weeks. And this was from Fostoria, Ohio. And this was one of the final recordings we did.
There is a
There you have the younger B.J. Whitehouse singing in his college group from Bowling Green University. And as would have it, as small as the world is, I knew another man in that group.
Yes, you did. Ben Ayling.
Right.
A friend of yours, friend of mine, was based on that group. We were about 40 of us stuck in a bus together for 6 weeks. We got to know each other pretty well. And one of the things that came up during that time was Ben. That summer was the premier summer of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in Seattle, Washington, when we got to see the premiere of that. And I was so excited because I just read the book and I had seen the coming attractions and I was so excited to see the movie. And it was very impressive. It was a huge theater. Anyway, I was talking to Ben one day on the bus and we're driving along and I came up with this idea. So for the rest of the tour, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, I wrote a daily episode in which Ben was the star and the name of it was Jim Corbett Space Cadet. And he played Jim.
Well, there you go, Dr. Ben Ayling.
Yes, but, Space Cadet.
Yeah, he turned out to be a pretty good singer and a world champion in the Barbershop Harmony Society with a quartet called The Ritz. Let's get to another piece of music before we close this segment. Hallelujah.
Well, this one is the community chorus from a concert a few years back. This is the Leonard Cohen piece that everybody is probably quite familiar with. And I like it because there's an enigmatic quality to the text. But I think that if nothing else we could say, there's a wonderful old prayer that ends with, if all we say is amen, it is enough. But I think hallelujah should come before the amen. In this case, this is what this song is about.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major fifth.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, as well as the Everybody Chorus, as well as a teacher working for the Coventry School Department at the moment, and keeping his wife in line, who just walked by the back of the camera in our Zoom meeting that we're doing here.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about the things that are different, obviously, for all the singing groups and everything that's been going on. But plans down the road, everybody's going to have to get a little bit creative. I've heard about people singing on balconies and people singing in streets and just banging pots and pans to show some kind of release. Any ideas out of the Jamestown Community Chorus or other people?
What we've been trying to do is, reach out. We've done the singing on Zoom, which is again, I'm going to say better than nothing. But, like, for example, my wife and I will go out in the front yard, and I'll take out my concertina and guitar and whatever else, and she'll take out her harp, and we'll play. We'll just play for our neighbors, and they'll stop by and listen for a bit. We've visited a friend of ours who is, well, she's celebrating the golden anniversary of her 44th birthday. And she,
let's see, 50 plus 44.
Yeah, something like that. So, again, my wife and I went over and took my guitar, and she, we all sat out on the driveway, you know, socially distanced, but she was so pleased to see us. And we, I know friends of mine who are visiting, standing outside of the house singing so that people can sing along or not. We're looking at, I was just saying, I sent out an email recently to an ad hoc committee, my chorus. I don't want to even consider a box. I don't want to think outside the box. I don't want even consider. I want drive-in theater mentality. I want people singing. You know, we could call ourselves the 10-foot pole chorus and have 10-foot poles standing, you know, between us as we, you know, sing around the block or something like that. Because it is unsafe to sing together, unfortunately. And so I don't wish to imperil anyone, but I want to sing. And right. So we're thinking about using FM transmitters. We're talking about using social media. We're talking about, you know, plastic shower curtains set up in 6-foot squares that we can stand inside of to sing.
I like that idea.
I know. Well, you know, one of the thoughts my wife had was, if nothing else, we could meet at our local recreation center that has been really supportive over the years, set up 4 chairs and me, and a piano, and we can meet with 5 people at a time, and four people can be out in the lobby, you know, distanced away, but, you know, we can kind of learn parts together, we can kind of sing together, and then after half an hour, those 4 people go out the side door, these next 4 people come in, the next 4 people come in, you know, and so in a while, I mean, we could sing 16, 20 people anyway, you know, it would take a bit of time, but it's better than nothing.
Right. Well, getting creative is going to be the motto for the day, and that's
I agree.
A lot of people are doing that, and it's sad in a way that it came to this, and it's certainly sad that so many people have been forced to lose their occupations, and people that are home and not feeling well, and God forbid those that have passed away from the virus, but We try to keep a positive spin on everything, and let's look to the bright side when things are going to get better, whether it's a week or a month or a year, they will get better. And so,
I think that's an excellent point, Mike, that I don't want to minimize the hardships that people are going through. A couple members of my chorus, in particular one, has suffered from COVID-19 and warns everybody it's really miserable, and thank goodness she survived. Mm-hmm. But then on another hand, it had nothing to do with the pandemic in terms of one of my members passing away. But the pandemic did not allow us to get together to sing at his memorial service.
Yeah.
So we had to put the memorial service off, or the family did, until we can. And by God, we will sing for that person. But the tragedies that are occurring, I hope that this does not minimize any of it. But to be blunt, life is for the living.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember on December, or September 10th, 2001, we had our first rehearsal. And the very next day was that terrible tragedy. And I got a phone call later from the local paper saying, so how do you plan on responding? And I what are you talking about? We're going to sing. But the first thing we sang was Dona Nobis Pacem, Grant Them Peace, on September 17th. Of that year. Mm-hmm. And we did. And of course, we're going to reflect, and we are going to be, the whole idea here, as I've said this forever, community comes before a chorus on our name. We care more about our people. We want to sound as good as we can, but we care more about the people in the chorus.
That's a great motto and a great way to look at things. Let's get to another piece of music for this segment. You have a Brahms piece.
Oh, this is, Brahms is my favorite composer, without a doubt. I love singing all of the masters, I love singing music from the Renaissance. I love singing Arvo Pärt from the 21st century, but there is nothing like Mr. Brahms himself. And this came up in one of our Zoom meetings. That one of my members said, I was so depressed the other day, and then I listened to How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place, and this was on our schedule to sing in our May concert, and we're going to listen to a recording. We didn't get a chance to record it, so we're going to listen to a recording from the Phoenix Civic Chorale, Phoenix Chorale out in Arizona, singing How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of B.J. Whitehouse.
Thank you.
The Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, socially distanced by about 20 miles or so. We should probably figure out how far it is from Exeter to, where are you in
Jamestown.
That's probably not even 20 miles, probably about 5 miles.
That's probably, yeah, whatever.
I mean, as the crow flies, all you got to do is get up, get over the water, and there you are, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, all right. Jamestown is where the Jamestown Community Chorus meets, along with, where does the Everybody Chorus meet? Is that also in Jamestown?
Absolutely. We meet at 9:30 on Saturday mornings for an hour at the rec center. And the whole idea of the Everybody Chorus is everybody can join. Everybody can sing. We have an age range of about 14 to well over 90. It's just a really, really nice group of people. I like the community chorus, but in this case, what we're doing is we rehearse maybe 6-7 times and then put on a concert to raise money for a local charity. Mm-hmm. We've supported the food bank. We've supported the fireworks. We've supported all sorts of things over the years. There is, you know, it's just folks who were told that they can't sing, this is the group for you.
There you go.
Because you can. It's okay. Nobody's judging you. There are, you know, you don't have to sing a solo. You don't have to do it. All you got to do is show up and enjoy it. And so far, we started off with about 8 people some years ago. We're up to 40 people singing in the chorus now. And hopefully we'll be able to get together and sing some more.
That's amazing. I think you and I probably have the same idea. Everyone that can speak can sing.
Absolutely. I mean, there's the old African saying that if you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing.
Right. There you go. And degrees of perfection may be different.
Well, I mean, you know, for example, I love singing. I will never sing at the Met. I will, it's sort of like I like playing baseball, too. I probably never going to play for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And my curveball just didn't break. So, I mean, but I can still play.
Right.
I can still shoot a basketball, but I'm not going to play with the Celtics anytime soon. I mean, it's one of those things where somehow, some way, people had the idea that you had to be able to sing well. And I'm not even sure what that means,
right.
Sing well.
Right.
I mean, if you listen to Pavarotti singing Nessun Dorma, which, you know, I'd give a couple days of my life to be able to sing like he did. But that's not the point. The point
right.
is to get together, sing a song, see what happens.
And there are people in popular culture, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, they technically didn't sing perfectly by any means, but there they are.
The only person I've ever heard sing perfectly without pitch correction is Ella Fitzgerald.
There you go.
I mean, everybody is swooping in here and there. I have a number of her recordings. I don't hear anything ever that's out of tune. It's really sort of astounding. She's on a different planet, good. Whereas Frank Sinatra's phrasing was spectacular.
Right.
Elvis Presley's, well, sex appeal and voice and
yep.
choice of music was exquisite. Some of the things that drive me nuts is when you listen to a song like the Beatles' Yesterday, when you listen to a song that is that well constructed, it drives you nuts that he got, you know, Paul McCartney, John Lennon were like 23 years old when they wrote it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And a lot of others. But we're going to change the pace a little bit here to kind of get through the end of the program. And I found an old recording, which you are allowing me to pull out of the mothballs here. From when I say old, I'm talking about 2 years kind of old. Yeah. From a previous show that you had done here at the station, but it's Christmas music, and I thought, well, what a fun way to close the show off today.
Well, this particular one is one of the carols that is used as a kind of introduction to, you know, proceeding in, and this was the year that we were able to sing at Trinity Rep in Christmas Carol. And had a wonderful time, just had such a great time. We did 2 performances right after Thanksgiving, I believe it was. It was so much fun. And this was one of the arrangements, I believe, that we did there. But I know that we processed into this at one point somewhere along the line. But it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
little holiday cheer there, and we'll wrap up the show when we finish with another holiday cheer. But in the meantime, want to find out a little bit more about the chorus itself, the Jamestown Community Chorus. And BJ, you mentioned the fact that you have people that are younger and people that go all the way up to maybe 90 something.
Absolutely. One of our younger members goes to Narragansett High School, and she was recently in one of the virtual choir videos, and we were so proud to see that. So if you go to the Narragansett High School website and check out their select chorus, you will see our pal Mackenzie in the bottom right hand corner singing her little heart out. She and her mom and her stepdad have been part of the chorus, the Everybody Chorus, as well as this chorus. And, you know, she's all of 14 or so. And so, you know, just the nicest kid you ever want to meet. One of the other things that I wanted to bring up is the chorus website, which is jamestownchorus.com. You can go and you can check and see where we're at and what we've been doing. And to be honest, even in the midst of the pandemic, we have been keeping relatively busy with what we can do. And one of the things we can do is support local musicians. So Lane O'Connell, who is a local high school student in North Kingstown, won our music award this year. And we hope that Lane will be able to play for us in our talent show, virtually or live, depending on how things go, come along. But Lane is performed with the North Kingstown High School Band, their select ensemble. She's played in the Pit Band for their musicals, playing bass, I want to say bass clarinet, which is, it's a bass instrument. And to be honest, I haven't met the young lady because we are socially distanced. But the chorus has been providing awards, music awards, cash awards to musicians for maybe 10, 15 years now. So we have lots of young people involved. And one, the last one I want to mention is Isabella Kensington. You will find her. She has sung in our talent shows for many, many years. It can't be that many because she's just graduating high school. She lives in London. And if you want to listen to a beautiful, beautiful voice on YouTube, Isabella Kensington 13 is her stage name. She's all of about 18 years old, plays the guitar, banjo herself. Absolutely beautiful voice. And again, it's one of those things where anything we can do to encourage singing in our community is our job. Well, our community now involves London, England.
Well, there you go. The world community, as they say. And that's great that you have these young people that are part of it. I know that bringing young people up in the music world has really turned around the Barbershop Harmony Society. We have a huge youth movement, and that's a great thing because they're singing harmony. They're not singing perhaps down by the old mill stream or the old chestnuts, which is fine. They're singing some music that's composed recently, but it has great harmonies. And I think that all of that is important, as you're finding out that people...
I agree. I've been keeping kind of track of some of those younger barbershop quartets, and I'm very impressed. This is, you know, I sang barbershop back in college, and it is not easy. And when you get to some rarefied air, like you mentioned the Ritz and so forth, and rapscallions from a long time ago and so forth, and your own quartets and so forth, it's extraordinarily difficult music. And so when I see younger people singing barbershop, I'm a happy guy. That's great stuff.
Well, young people's doing anything musically, as you're mentioning, your friend out in London. Now, one more time, did you say the name?
Her name is, her stage name, if you go onto YouTube, is Isabella Kensington 13.
Okay.
And you can probably just find Isabella Kensington. And she's been posting quite a few videos of her singing on YouTube. It's very, very impressive. I mean, she first sang with us maybe 5 or 6 years ago. She was like 12.
Wow.
And she had this beautiful voice. Well, now it is over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to hear more from this young lady as time progresses. Very, very talented singer.
All right. I want to remind people about the Saturday morning sing-along. That's at 9:30.
9:30 a.m. If you go on to Facebook and type in BJ Whitehouse, I'm not sure if you need to put all the punctuation in or just put in BJ Whitehouse. It's a public performance. all I do is I'll be sitting where I'm sitting now in my office, and I turn on the computer and hopefully it works, and the Facebook gods sometimes don't smile. But at 9:30, for about an hour, 45 minutes an hour, all I do is sing, and I kind of have a set out there prepared. Mm-hmm. And if my sister weighs in, or one of my sisters weigh in, I will listen to her and I will take her request. But yeah, I'm usually not taking requests.
All right. Well,
it's just the whole idea is let's sing together.
Right. Get people singing again. BJ, thank you so much for coming on the air with us tonight, bringing us up to date with the Jamestown Community Chorus. The website is active. Keep checking that.
And we have a Facebook page that is active as well. You can read about Lane and her music award that was just posted recently. And Michael, it's always a pleasure, and I really appreciate your efforts in this regard of keeping us connected even in this way, because there are a lot of singers out there who miss singing together.
Yes, they do. And hopefully we'll all be back to singing together in the world community. So once again, thanks. We're gonna close with another holiday tune that is very cheery, and looking forward to maybe by Christmas we'll all be back together again.
Singing. Well, that's a good way to put it.
There
yes,
you go.
Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride.
All right. See you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.